Let me your ears. This is Cliffo and Bronte After Hours. This content is not for little ears.
Cliffo and Bronte. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And that's it. That's the pod.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye, have a great weekend. I was going to say congratulations, everyone. You made it.
Yeah.
Another weekend is here. And I feel like, we're nearly at the end of March now.
Yeah.
Like, we're a third of the way into the year.
Terrifying.
It is terrifying. It's like that whole break we all had.
Where did that go?
That is ancient history.
It's almost Easter.
And most of us have not much, aside from maybe a little bit of time at Easter off. Like, I feel like, I don't know, for our family, we don't have any large plans on the horizon or whatever.
Oh, mate.
I know. Just got to come in and bloody work here every day, which I love.
I should be, at the time this podcast is going to air, I should be a few cocoa mugs in by now.
Yeah, girl.
That's something to look forward to.
That's just Cheers. Your Friday ritual now, isn't it?
I love a cocoa mugs, baby.
Where Bronte just drinks away the woes of the week.
I'm the best version of myself. If I was allowed to drink on air, could have been.
I think there's laws against that.
That's what I said. If I could.
Yeah.
But I won't.
Bring in the breath, ogre. on After Hours this week, Karen's Diner in the headlines again.
For being rude. What? That's crazy.
We're going to have another edition of Say What, where producer Alicia runs through the random stuff that was said on air during the week. We have to remember whose mouth it came out of.
It's a lot of it. A lot of stuff.
Plus the random name my son has given himself.
Yeah, that he's identifying as now.
He's dropped Charlie and he's picked a new name.
All right.
Pretty average one if you ask me.
No, it's no Charlie, I'll give you that.
It's coming up. This is Cliffo and Bronte After Hours.
Cliffo, I thought that as Australians, we kind of had the unconfirmed, or what's the word I'm looking for?
Unofficial, unspoken.
Thank you so much. Both of those.
Yeah.
Rule that we're allowed to shorten people's names and give them nicknames.
100% Langus.
Exactly. I don't question that. I like a nickname.
I like it, Bron.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you ever get Bron? Bron's bad. Bron's bad.
Harry on the Hit Network, called me Bronce the other day.
Bronce.
And I was like, that's so adorable.
Oh, I like that. Sounds a little like dunce, though. Bronce dunce.
I mean, if the shoe fits. I was getting my nails done the other day, and the girl, I was getting my fingers and toes done, both by different girls. And so I got my toes done by a girl called Isabel.
Yeah.
Lovely lady.
Bronte likes that when the people, you know, the helper.
I like knowing their names.
She likes to have two different helpers, you know, one for the top half, one for the bottom half.
No speaking between any of us. No, I was having a chat and she was telling me Isabel's pregnant, she's having a baby. And I was like, oh, and then throughout the conversation, because it takes a while, I started calling her Iz or Izzy because I just figured that's what I call all the Isabels in my life. And so I referred to her by Iz or Izzy at least 5 times in this 45-minute conversation.
You're getting very familiar very quick.
She's in my toes, mate.
Okay, true. True that. She's right in there.
And I then left Isabel to go get my nails done, my fingernails, and I was talking to the girl and I was like, yeah, no, Iz was just telling me, and she's like, Iz. I was like, Izzy. And she's like,
Izzy.
She prefers Isabel.
Oh.
Like, she prefers Isabel. And I just spent the last 45 minutes calling her
Iz.
And she didn't say anything.
No, she said something, just not to you.
Oh, is my mic on? Hello.
Yeah, you're on. Testing.
You're on, baby.
This week it was actually really hard to narrow down because I had like 2 pages worth of quotes from you guys this week.
Wow.
You've had a silly week.
We are just silly sausages over here. And you're going to read us back what you have chosen and we have to pick either you, me, maybe Leash, maybe a caller, maybe someone we interviewed, why or what they said.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the first quote I've got is, I admire that about you, but also it annoys me.
A lot annoys me about Bronte Langford.
Yeah, I feel like like you probably did say this about me.
I'm fairly judgy.
I don't think I'd say the word admire about you. I wouldn't use the word admire.
God, who needs enemies when we have friends like each other, right?
I think
that is a quote that I'll attribute to one G. Clifton.
Yeah.
It was said by Clifton.
Yeah, absolutely.
He said it to Bronte about you going to the gym every day.
Oh! I do. Yeah, I do admire that, but I don't know.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry about that.
Who said I was kicked by an Irish lady?
Oh, who said I was? Oh, I know.
I don't.
Know. It was a guest.
I was kicked
by... Ow!
I have no idea, so I won't put
it
one forward.
It just came to me. Andrew Winter, the host of Selling Houses Australia. Correct.
Seriously?
Because I said to him, you are one of the rudest guys on TV. Like, you'll bust into people's houses and rip them to shreds, but you're still likable. And that's when he said, yeah, one day an old Irish lady kicked me.
God. Well done.
She was in Brisbane.
It was your best friend, Cliff.
If you missed that chat, get it on this podcast feed. Go and get it.
Well done, you.
Who said, and this could be anyone, this one, because it really made me laugh. Get it together, Cliffo.
Michelle, my wife.
Anyone that Cliffo has had any dealings with.
The entire building's probably said it at some point this week.
But it'd be Langers, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I don't think you'd call yourself Cliffo. You'd say,
get yourself together. I feel like you'd just
say it. I probably would say it to Cliffo.
We're going with Bronte?
Yeah.
It was Cliffo.
Oh, no!
He said it about himself today.
Dumb.
On the Friday live show, guys.
Correct. It was actually off the air that you said it. You were doing some of your off-air tasks and one that you'd messed up yesterday and you were making fun of yourself.
Oh, okay. Get it together, Cliffo.
And did you get it together?
Well, I think this last 3 minutes is probably proof that no, I did not. I feel like I have stolen this story from you because
that's fine.
You're the one who brought this story to my attention. Mm. But I've just picked it up and sort of run with it and got totally obsessed by it.
Which one?
And it's the woman named Julia who oversees. She claims that she is, in fact, Madeleine McCann.
Yes.
The little girl who went missing, cute little blonde-haired girl with the red shirt. You know, the photo is iconic.
Mm-hmm.
It was nearly 20 years ago now.
No, it wasn't really.
Yeah, actually, oh, no, not 20.
Well, almost 2007
it was. Yeah. So we're coming up.
Oh, my gosh.
But this woman claims she is Madeleine McCann, and there are certain things that make you think, yeah, maybe she could be.
Mm-hmm.
Faces to the naked eye look similar.
Yep.
But the most iconic thing is, or the most similar thing between this woman, Julia, who thinks she may be Madeleine McCann, and the photos we all know of Madeleine McCann is the little eye stain, I guess, the little eye birthmark actually in her eyelid.
It's a really rare phenomenon. It only occurs in not many people in the world. Madeleine had it and so does Julia.
Yeah.
So it is a very telling sign, but I think we both agree that's kind of where the similarities stop.
Look, at the start, no one knew. And even the McCanns agreed to a DNA test.
That's huge.
Which is currently happening. That is huge. So for the McCanns themselves to actually give this woman a bit of credence and a bit of time, because she, I've got no doubt about it. She genuinely believes she is Madeleine McCann.
Yeah.
And there are some similarities, like we said, the whole looks thing and all that.
Mm.
She says that there's no record of her, like her family have no photos of her or anything.
Yeah.
Like the birth certificate, she doesn't think he's real.
She has no real memories. Even like no photos of her as a baby, her mum. So there's definitely something that's gone on in her childhood.
Like we say, they are waiting on the results of the DNA test, but a company over in the, over in Europe, I'm not sure whereabouts. It's a Swiss-based company.
I believe them. Anything.
Yeah, anything that is the home of IKEA. No, are they Swiss IKEA?
Sure.
I don't know. We're going off track. Anyway, this company is called Deep Impact, and their technology is used by police, government, all around the world, or whatever, to do like face recognition technology.
Wow.
So theirs is the most advanced in the world, and they have actually done this. So they've taken the photos of Maddie McCann as a little girl, and they've taken the photos of Julia, and they have confirmed that it is a legit 99.9% negative result.
Oh.
That Julia is, in fact, Maddie McCann.
So
it's near certainty
that it's not her based on Based on photos?
Based on, so what they do is they measure like the distance of features or whatever of your face. And like I say, to the naked eye, Julia could be Maddie McCann. I mean, who knows? She's aged nearly 20 years, like we say. But they're saying it's a 99.9% certainty that the features of her face and how they've aged, that she can't actually be Madeleine McCann. So,
one,
I mean, almost
done.
Puts that one, yeah, to bed. Yeah, I mean, the McCanns are still waiting on the DNA results. But, yeah, that's, I mean, I guess it's not good news for anyone, really.
No.
You'd hopefully love a resolution, wouldn't you?
And even just some, there is some stuff, like we were saying, Julia's past seems very shady in general. Yeah. So hopefully she gets some of the help that I think she needs.
It's a story that, captured the world, and it's one that we've been following. So when those DNA results do come out and the McCanns do comment, we'll be all over it on Hits and on the Cliff Farm Bronte podcast. Bronte, one of the problems with kids and having kids are they don't know when the jig is up or like the joke is over, like enough's enough.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
No, yeah.
Kids don't have that, oh, it's time to stop kind of threshold with anything in life.
They just keep pushing.
You give them chocolate, they will keep eating it until they are physically sick. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
If something is funny, they will keep wanting to do it long past the point of it being funny.
Oh, yeah. No self-control. You're right.
Yeah, right. Like you. Very similar to you.
Just because I have a chocolate addiction as well does not
literally
make me a child.
Literally this week you were telling us about eating a whole block of caramel marble
not
chocolate,
the whole
not being able to
block.
Stop.
There was
you left two squares.
Yeah, that's not the whole block, is it?
Anyway, look, there's similarities is my point. And we've seen that this week because it was very strange, but I picked up my son Charlie from daycare. This is back at the start of the week. This is like on Tuesday.
Okay.
And Cherie, who's one of the lovely educators, goes to me because I'm going to get Charlie from the room. She's like, oh, by the way, Charlie's changed his name to Bob and he's making us all call him Bob now.
That's funny.
And I went, okay, whatever. Okay. And walking to his room or whatever, he comes running straight up. I'm like, because I call him Charlie Boy. I'm like, Charlie Boy. And he goes, no. He corrected me straight away. He goes, I'm Bob.
Okay.
And I said to him, well, where did Bob come from? And he's like, oh, as in the builder. Dad.
Obviously.
But all this was on Tuesday, like progressed to Wednesday, Thursday, same sort of thing, pulling us up if anyone calls him Charlie,
really?
Insisting that it's Bob. We're now like at the weekend, going on, you know, a working week, and he's still sticking with the whole Bob
thing. Bob.
We don't know where it's come from.
Uh-huh.
All we think is potentially Bob the Builder.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're sort of at the point now where we're sick of being corrected, almost to the point where we're just sort of just calling him Bob because it's easier. But it's not his name, Bronte.
Is it a little insulting? I know my mother gets upset with me because I imagine picking a name for a child is very difficult. So when that child decides they don't like that name, it must be a little insulting.
So what's the answer to that? We just call everyone Jane Doe and John Doe.
I would like for you
until they hit four and then they're like, I'm Bob now.
Well, that's why I've always wanted to be called Tiffany and I could have been Cliffo and Tiffany.
God.
I know.
Doesn't have the ring.
No.
Cliffo and Bronte it is.
I love going out for dinner. I'd like a takeaway, but
Welcome to our new segment, Bronte States the Obvious.
Some people don't. Some people prefer home-cooked meals. But there is one place that I don't think I would ever, ever go for dinner.
Yeah.
And that is, have you heard of Karen's Diner?
Yeah, I have. This is where they abuse you and treat you horribly.
Yeah.
And people post it on social media and they are full Karens. They're shocked and outraged.
They're shocked.
When people are rude to them.
I just, okay, that is a whole different kettle of fish. I just don't understand. I don't want to be insulted when I go out to eat.
My wife went and she didn't really
like it.
Yeah, Michelle went.
Oh.
And she didn't rate it that highly.
What were some of her insults?
Well,
does she remember?
Nah, she said the woman didn't get into it that much.
Like,
do you know what I mean? She was just sort of doing it because she had to.
Mm-mm.
And then she said the food was just average. Like,
that's it didn't also
set
the
world on fire.
No, and like you said, what I find even more bizarre than people going to this restaurant, which I would never do, is getting upset when they call them things like slags.
Yeah.
Or pussies, can I say?
We're in a podcast.
It's after hours, baby.
Pussy, pussy, pussy.
Yeah, so this is a 17-year-old guy who took his grandparents to Karen's Diner where they proceeded to call him out and call him the words that I just said. And he recorded it, as all these people do, and now he's saying that his grandparents are upset that they took him to a place where the waitresses were rude to them. Do you just think he didn't tell his grandparents where they were going?
God, I hope so. That I actually find funny. Take old people, don't tell them. Amazing.
That was the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.